to you from the title, A Marvelous Mother. A marvelous mother. And I've just got one verse for you so you can stay seated today. I'll work for you. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 19, verse number 25, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Let's read that again. It was, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. As I have shared with you many times before, I grew up on the west side of Louisville. And on the west side of Louisville, where I grew up, we didn't have Xboxes or PS5s. I come from the generation where we played outside. And while playing outside, growing up on the west at the end of Louisville, there are certain games that you learn to play that I don't think kids know anything about today. There were at least a dozen games that we played, but the funnest game to me and the most played game to me on my street over by 1324 South 26th Street was when the boys was the T-Birds and the girls were the Pink Ladies. And some of y'all might be too young to know anything about that, but the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies was a biker gang and their girlfriends from the movie called Grease. And it had a Grease 1, and if you was a real fan, then you know that there was also a Grease 2. And we would put brown paper bags between the wheels and the frames of our bikes so it would make somewhat like a motorcycle sound as we would fly down the West End streets. And we would find some old cylinder bricks and some old boards, and we would build a ramp on the sidewalk. And once the ramp was as high as we could build it, we would go all the way down the street and pedal as fast as we could, coming back down the street until we jumped the ramp and glided for what seemed like minutes in the air with our girlfriends, the Pink Ladies, cheering us on. Some of y'all know something about that, amen. Some of y'all know something about putting that brown paper bag between that wheel and that frame, and it could be 80 degrees, but you had your winter leather coat on because the T-Birds had on they leather coats all through the movies, amen, and a white T-shirt. And we was gonna... how they say it, we're gonna walk, talk, act like a T-Bird. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't reproduction, y'all, this other generation of kids, amen. We played games like Mother May I and hide and go seek and duck, duck, goose, and as well as red light, green light. Y'all don't know nothing about no fun. You ain't got a joystick. Y'all don't understand how, Lord, have mercy, when you had to just create games, amen. But there was one game that everybody played, boys and the girls alike, and that was a game that we called riding. And most of the times that you would find riding on the school bus on the way to school and on the way back. And another word for the game called riding was throwing jokes on each other. And when you was riding, it wasn't too much that you couldn't talk about, amen. It wasn't too much that was off limits. And we could talk about your brother. We could talk about your sister. We could talk about your cousins. We could even talk about somebody's daddy and their grandparents. But the two words that better not ever come out your mouth was yo mama. Mamas somehow were completely off limits. And if you were bold enough to throw a joke on somebody's mama, then you better be able to fight, because you was going to have to fight. You can talk about somebody's daddy all you want to, but you better not talk about somebody's mama. And if you don't, and if you do, we're going to fight to the end, because don't nobody talk about my mama. No matter how hardcore we believe we are, deep down on the inside of us, there is a soft, soft core when it comes to our mothers. There is something about the gift of a mother and how God uses her to shape and mold us that makes us defensive about who she is, wanting to protect her at all cost. In fact, it is instinctive within most of us to always honor our mothers. As a matter of fact, if you would look across the centuries and across the cultures in different countries, you will find that just about every century, every culture, every country, there is some form of celebrating and recognizing and honoring the gifts of our mothers. If you go back to Greco-Roman culture and the celebration of the goddess Rhea and mother of all gods, if you go down to the 4th century when the installation of the Catholic Church and not only with lifting up Eve, but also the adoration for Mary, the mother of Jesus. If you go to the 17th century where with Mothering Day in Britain, where servants were allowed to leave their domiciles and go home and bring gifts to their mothers. If you would go to the end of the Civil War, where two women began to push for the beginning of celebrating mothers in the United States, all the way to if you would go to the beginning of the 20th century when Woodrow Wilson, our president, signing into law Mother's Day would be a national holiday, you would see that all across the centuries, people everywhere have found ways to honor instinctively and instinctively celebrate mothers. As a matter of fact, if you look at it now, Mother's Day is the second largest commercialized marketing day in all of America. Outside of Christmas, more gifts are bought on Mother's Day than any other holiday. As a matter of fact, Hallmark makes all its money on Valentine's and Mother's Day. The floral industry found out last year and will probably find out this year that more flowers were bought on Mother's Day than on Valentine's Day, which makes sense, because even if you ain't got a boo that loves you, at least you got a mama who does. And if you're going to honor anybody, it ought to be the mother that loves you unconditionally. Restaurants are going to be packed out today, as brunch reservations are hard to come by on Mother's Day. Matter of fact, it's hard to get a seat in most churches, at least in most churches, on Mother's Day, because that's the day that people come out to instinctively honor their mothers on a very special day. And there's some mothers in the house that will tell you that they have earned it. Amen. That no matter what the kids will buy them, today it will not pay the price for what mother has given. There are some mothers in the house today that knows that you have labored, you have worked hard, and you have loved, and you have put time in and put in effort, and you've done everything that there is for a mother to do, and whatever we give you today will fall short of what you really deserve. Can I just get the real mamas in the house to say amen? Ah, Lord, have mercy. Father's Day is nowhere near celebrated like Mother's Day. And they laugh. Father's Day, you know, you get a pair of socks. And you'd be lucky if they match. Amen. Father's Day, you get a tie that's got a strange smell to it to let you know that it came from the Goodwill. Amen. With the mothballs and all of that on it. But mothers, no, we spend some money on our mothers, because All. I like how Bill Cosby put it one day. He said, "We go out every day and practice basketball and football with our children." He says, "We throw the football day in and day out with our sons, just for them to." And we go to all the practices. We learn the plays with our sons because we want to be a good father. And then this joker gets on TV on college, scores a touchdown, and when they put the camera on him, he says, "Hi, Mom." There is, let me come off my soapbox. There is nothing like a good mother. In fact, we get to see a good mother in the book of John, chapter 19, verse number 25, and we're talking about the mother of Jesus. Paint, if you will, the picture of what happens in the 19th chapter. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He has been beaten almost within a breath of his life, and blood is running down his beaten and bruised body. He's been forced to carry the cross that he will die on up the hillside of Calvary. It is there that they will nail him to that cross, and he has been left there to hang and die. The Bible says that as he looks around, there are different types of people there. Roman soldiers who are mocking him, and a handful of Jews saying, "See, we told you he wasn't who he said he was." There was even a thief on the left side of Jesus that says, "Listen, if you are who you say you are, then you should get down while you can, and while you're at it, take us with you." There isn't too many supporters there, but the Bible says, John chapter 19, Jesus looks down from his dying position, and there he sees his mother. Can you imagine what it takes to stand at a cross and watch your child die? No, let me put that thing like it really goes. Watch your son be killed and just stand there. I don't know about you, but I had a tough time taking my kids to the dentist to have cavities filled. Lord have mercy. I had to stay outside in the waiting room. I'm a real daddy. I just got a problem with seeing somebody hurting my baby, even if it is to help them. I don't have it in me to watch my children be hurt. Can you imagine what it takes to stand at a cross and watch your child die? There are some things about Mary that makes her so marvelous and a model of motherhood that I want to lift up into your hearing, and I want you to see what makes this woman so strong. The first thing that I would like to suggest to you is that makes her a magnificent mother or a marvelous mother is that when we see from the life of Mary is that a marvelous mother knows how to watch this sacrifice herself. Somebody say sacrifice. She knows how to say no to her own things that she might do what's best in the interest of her child. Notice Mary is standing there, and according to the scripture, there is only one other disciple whose name is John that's with her. Where are the others that walked with Jesus? Where is Peter? Where is Matthew? How come James isn't there? Where is Bartholomew? Where are those that were supposed to walk with Jesus and be with him through all of his life, even these tough times, those that said they would never leave him? Okay, forget about them. Skip them. What about the disciples? Skip the disciples, but what about the 5,000 that were fed in the wilderness when there was nothing but Jesus made a way? Okay, well, you know, skip them. What about the crowd that lined up in the streets of Jerusalem crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is the name of the one that comes in the name of the Lord." It goes to show you that people can be with you in good times, but let trouble come your way. Let some pain knock on your door. Let the foundations of your life begin to shake. And I've always said this to you. You need to take attendance when trouble comes your way, because then you'll know who's really got your back. Now, why? Why aren't the other disciples there? There's a good reason, and the reason is because they are afraid. They are afraid because they know the same Jewish religious authorities that have put Jesus on the cross are now looking for other followers of Jesus Christ. And so they are hiding out because they believe that their lives are in danger. That's what Peter runs from. That's why he runs from the girl who identifies him, because he knows that if the Jews find out that I actually rock with Jesus, they will put me on the cross as well. And I want to be sure that you catch this. The disciples are afraid because their lives are in danger. Anyone who openly followed Jesus is at risk. But yet, while he is dying on the cross, it's his mother who has been a staunch follower of him, his mother who pushed him into his first miracle, his mother who journeyed with him through all of his life. She decides, even if they're looking for the other disciples and even if my life is at risk and in danger, she decides that she's going to be there. She decided to sacrifice her own well-being for the interest of her son. And I just come by to tell you, what makes mothers marvelous is those who know how to say no to their own stuff so they can say yes to their children's stuff. I want to identify with some mothers at Growth Temple that know how to sacrifice some things. Some mothers who gave up on your dreams so your child could just learn how to dream. Some mothers who said no to your desires so you could say yes to your children's needs. Some mothers that walked away, watch this, from a good brother that was good to you but was bad to your children. Some mothers who turned down the promotion so she could be at home when it was homework time to be done. Mothers that went to Disney rather than the Bahamas so that their kids could be happy. There's nothing like a mother. I'm talking about some mothers who chose Toyota, the Toyota over the Lexus, so her child could choose Harvard over UK. I want to talk to some mothers who know what it's like to just deny yourself to invest, to be able to invest in the lives of your children. As a matter of fact, if mama won't say amen, then there ought to be some sons and some daughters in the house today that can look back on where you are and identify that mama made a sacrifice for you. I dare you say amen. That mama gave up, that mama said no, mama walked away, and you are blessed because you had a mother who knew how to sacrifice for your well-being. That's what ought to bring some tears to some of your eyes in here today. But I come to bring a word of encouragement. Mama, I want to drop this on you. It always seems rough to make a sacrifice when it doesn't seem like there's going to be much on the return on that investment. It's hard to sacrifice when you don't know what's going to happen. But let me give you good news of what Mary does. She sacrifices of herself, and the Bible says just a few verses later that after Jesus saw his mother, it was time for him to fulfill his destiny. Lord have mercy. When he sees his mother give up and not be worried about something happening to her, he knows that he's done all that he can do and that all that God has called him to do. Because what Mary finds out is when you sacrifice for yourself, when you sacrifice of yourself for your son or your daughter, there's always a return on the investment. It might not look good and easy. It might not be easy right now, but if you keep on holding on, mama, there will be a great day when you can look back and say, everything I gave up, the Lord has brought it back to me. Lord, have mercy. When you see them walk across a high school stage and pick up that diploma, it will all be worth it. When you see them matriculate into college, it will all be worth it. When you go to the college graduation and see that diploma in their hands, it will all be worth it. When they move out of your house and can start paying their own bills, it will all be worth it. When they come back and put that grandbaby in your hands, it will all be worth it. And there's some mothers that I can declare, I gave up years ago, but I look at how the Lord has blessed my life all off the strength that I sacrificed for my child. If you are a mother that has sacrificed your child, I dare you put your hands together in the presence of the Lord. There's something about mama that sacrificed that just makes you want to celebrate them. You can be a 6'10" athlete, play for the Oklahoma City Thunder and be the most valuable in the NBA, valuable player in the NBA, and get to the microphone and start talking about how about your mama, and everybody start crying. Did anybody else see that speech when Kevin Durant got up and told the world that his mama was the real MVP? I'm here to tell you that speech had me crying too, to see him talk about the sacrifices that his mother made to help him become the superstar that he is. And mama, your child may not
not ever be the MVP of the NBA or might not ever earn a seven-figure contract, but there is something about making an investment in your child, making an investment and a sacrifice of yourself that your child brings back a return and a reward that is well worth it. I want you to understand that the first thing that we seen was Mary sacrificed herself. The disciples wasn't there, but Mary was. She could have been snatched, brutalized, killed, but Mama was right there where she was supposed to be. The second thing that makes Mother marvelous that we see her of Mary is that that makes her a model of what a good and a marvelous mother is. Not only does she sacrifice of herself, but she learns to deal with disappointment. Lord, have mercy. Can I get that towel, please? She learns to deal, thank you, with disappointment. Can you recall how Mary finds out that she's pregnant? Do you remember how this journey began with angels and proclamations that your son would save the world? And I would suggest to you that in that moment when she finds out that she's pregnant, she begins to do what every mother does, which is dream for greatness of her child. How many mothers in the house remember when you first held your baby and you begin, while you was in the hospital, and you just begin to dream about how great this baby was going to be, the awesome things that this baby was going to accomplish? And now she stands in John chapter 19 at a cross. This is not what I dreamed. The angels didn't tell me it was going to end like this. That's what makes her a marvelous mother, is that sometimes, Mama, you've got to learn to deal with your child winding up in a disappointing place. Lord, have mercy. This is not what I envisioned for her. This is not the life that I thought he would live. Now, if we'll be real in here, we'll have to admit that all our children ain't on the honor roll. But there's some mothers in here who's had some children make some disappointing decisions. You never thought college money would have to be spent on bail. You never thought that you would be a grandmother before you was 45. You never thought that you'd have to visit your child behind bars. You never thought the children would tell you that they don't want to go to college. You never thought that you would look into the eyes of the one you birthed and can count the hours and minutes that it took for you to labor them into life, only for them to have you look you in the eye and tell you, I hate you. Mothers, it's okay if you find yourself sometimes in a disappointed place by your children. But yet here Mary stands in a situation that does not live up to her dreams, that is not what she prayed for, is not what she hoped for, but she understood that the great strength of a mother is the ministry of presence. Woo! Let me say that again. The great strength of a mother is the ministry of presence, of actually just being there. A mama who says that even though you haven't lived out what I desired for you to, even though you didn't make the choices that I prayed for, that I had prayed for, even though your life didn't go in the direction that I dreamed for it to, I am still your mother and I will show up and stand with you even in places that break my heart. I wish I had a mama that could just wink and amen, and because you know what it feels like to stand at the cross of a situation that you did not hope for, that you did not dream of, but God gave you strength to stand right there anyway. Oh Lord, y'all don't hear me in here. Anybody can show up at a graduation. Anybody can show up when your child is on the honor roll. Anybody can be there when the money is coming in. But I want to talk to some mamas that stood at the cross when your child disappointed you and devastated you, but you showed up anyhow, anyway, because that's what mamas do. They stand there even when it hurts. They stand there even when they can't believe it. They stand there even when their heart is broken, they stand. Now imagine how helpless Mary must feel. Her son is at a place that she can't do anything to bring him out of, And it makes me remember when I was facing 20 to life in Louisville in 10 Flat here in Lexington, Kentucky. And they had me housed in Louisville. And they would have me come to court from Louisville to Lexington. And my mama didn't have a car. You understand what I'm saying to you? She didn't have a car, and she didn't have people that she could depend on. So what she would do is she would take and plan for 2 or 3 days ahead, and she would jump on a Greyhound bus and ride all the way. And the bus didn't come from Louisville to Lexington, but the bus would bypass Lexington and go to Cincinnati. And then she'd have to wait there several hours, jump on a Greyhound in Cincinnati just to be able to come back to Lexington to sit in a courtroom with me for 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes if she was lucky. I'm talking about a mama that was there. You understand what I'm saying to you? If you are a mama and you know that you've been there, give yourself a hand clap of praise. Imagine how she had to feel seeing him in this disappointing place, but can't get him out of it. He is living out the will of God, and she must feel utterly helpless to change this situation. Mama, instinctively in you is a desire to save your children. And one of the most heartbreaking moments for a mother is when your child gets in a place, a bad place, that you can't get them out of. There's no phone call that you can make. There's no check that you can write. Have you ever been there when where they've got your son or your daughter in a place that just has you feeling helpless? Let me tell you the strength of a mother. Mama, if you ever find yourself in a place where you feel like you can't do anything to get them out of it, I want to let you know that God has given mothers a great gift that can change the lives of their children. Whenever your child reaches a place and you feel like there is nothing that you can do, don't you give in to that. The Lord put within the heart of every mother a gift that will change the lives of their children. Can I tell you what that gift is? Mama, when you reach that place that you feel like there is nothing else that you can do for your child, that they are in a place that you can't get them out of, God will give you a gift that will change the world. It always has, and it always will. When a mama kneels down before the Lord, when a mama begins to bow her head, when a mama begins to lift up her hands, when a mama begins to pray and call on the Lord, great things begin to happen. I wish I had some praying mamas in the house that knows what I'm talking about today, that knows that God hears the prayers of mama. I wish I had some Hannahs in the place that knows what it feels like to kneel before the Lord and see the Lord do a great thing. As a matter of fact, if a mama can't say amen, there ought to be a son or a daughter in the house that knows that you had a praying mother, a praying grandmother, a praying auntie that called on the name of the Lord on your behalf. And look how the Lord shielded you. Look how the Lord carried you out. Look how the Lord kept you from danger simply because you had a mama that knew how to pray. Is there anybody in here who can thank God that you had a praying mama? When praying mamas pray, God begins to move. And thank God for praying mamas. Here's a freebie for you, mama. When your child ends up in a place that you feel like there's nothing you can do, just pray and trust God. When you can't get them out, just pray and trust God. When they are addicted to drugs and alcohol, pray and trust God. When they're young and they're hanging with the wrong crowd, get the belt. Pray and trust God. Lord, have mercy. She sacrifices of herself. She deals with disappointments. Now let's look at the third thing that makes Mary an example of what a marvelous mother is. Watch this. Here's the third thing. She believes in the best. She believes in the best. Notice, if you will, as Mary stands at his cross, she's got to hear what everyone else is saying about her son. She hears how the crowd is taunting him, Roman soldiers mocking him, church folk ridiculing him. Hear what Mary hears. I told you he wasn't nothing for real. And she hears what others are saying, but in the back of her mind, Lord have mercy, you need to hear what she hears. He can't do nothing but die. Hear what Mary hears. He wasn't who he said he was. And she hears all of what the others are saying, but in the back of her mind, she remembers what Gabriel told her in Luke chapter 1, verse number 23, and that was, he will be
great. He will be great.
And although she hears what the others have said, and although she is surrounded by the haters, and although she hears the labels that have been placed over her son, I believe what makes her a marvelous mother is that in the back of the recesses of her mind, she refuses to give up on what the Lord spoke to her about her son. No matter what position he's been put in, no matter what the people are saying, no matter what labels have been placed on him, there is something on the inside of her that refuses to give up on the belief that my child is better than this. Has it ever been a time in a mama's life where when you sit back and see your child not be everything that you know your child was destined to be, and you had to declare, my child is better than this? At the end of the day, that's really all every child desires and deserves. A mother in their life who says, no matter what label the teacher places on you, no matter what limitations they give you, no matter what other people might say about you, that you've got to know that you have a cheerleader in your corner who believes in the best in you and will never give up on what God has said about you. I just believe that you're better than that. I just believe that you're greater than that. I just believe that you're more than your GPA. I just believe that you're more than ADHD. I believe you're more special than special education. I believe you're more than a child with just autism. You're more than a child that has delinquency issues. I just believe that this child is greater than that. Thank God for believing mothers. A mother who said, I believe you could be great, and no matter what labels and limits are placed over your life, what a joy to have a mother that believes that you're better than that. What a joy to have a mother that can see you in your worst times and declare, my baby is better than what it is that they're going through. Lord, have mercy. Here is a mother who sacrifices herself, of herself, who deals with her disappointments, who believes in the best for her child, and then finally, let's look at what makes Mary an example of what a marvelous mother is. Mary has, watch this, some holy help. Woo. Y'all act like y'all some mothers that ain't never been through nothing. I said Mary has some holy help, because if you are a mother in here, you understand that it wasn't you and you alone that brought your baby out of the abyss. If it was not for the Lord that was on your side. Mary has some holy help. I'm almost done. Watch this. This mother makes it by, she makes it by the power of God. She stands there and notice who's not there. The Bible gives us a list of who's there, but there is no mention of Joseph. Now, common tradition says that by this point, Joseph has passed on. But there really is no historical data to verify that fact. But this much we know, she's there without the support of a spouse. She's there having to do it all by herself. She is there without the love of a man to help her and to help her carry the burden that she has to endure. She is there saying, even if I have to do it by myself, then I have more than enough. My mama and God in me to carry, watch this burden to make this thing work out. This might not be popular, and this ain't a shot to the men, but I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to the single mothers who had to bear the responsibility of raising your child on your own. I salute you. There's a mama in here today that had to be the mama and the daddy, that had to take your mom, had to take your child to the Walmart and buy your own Mother's Day card, but she did the daggone thing. Go ahead and give yourself a hand clap of praise. Now, you ought to clap louder than that if you raised your baby on your own. Your baby's on your own. You ought to clap till you lose your mind. You deserve it. Today's your day. It's your day. It's your Mother's Day. Amen. Is there any mothers in the house today that can say, this isn't how I dreamed it would be, but by the strength of God, I'm still making ends meet. My child is still doing well in school. I still got the bills paid. There's food in the refrigerator, and I know that it's only by the grace of God. Somebody give mama a hand clap of praise in this place today. I just want to salute every mother in the building today. I want to salute every mother in the building today, I want to let you know that you are appreciated. Growing up in a single home, single mother home, single parent home, there was many a night that I watched my mother cry herself to sleep. There was things that my mother done to make sure that the bills was paid that no woman ought have to do. And she done it. She done it with strength in her heart. Many a times, things that she had to do, she couldn't hold her head up high. But we ate. We had clothes. I watched people walk in and out of my mama's house. And by morning time, everything that we needed was there. And I'd watch her cry and cry and cry. Some of you mothers in the house today, you have sacrificed. You have sacrificed for your child. You have given up things that would have brought you immense joy. But to make sure your babies was okay, you let it float on by. Some of you in here have mamas or have had mamas. Some mamas have went on to glory. And you can testify that your mama, she gave everything that she had. She done everything that she could to make sure that you was okay. And we didn't understand some of the sacrifices that she made at the time. But as we got older, we began to understand. We began to understand what she put herself through. Mama sacrificed. But not only did mama, did you sacrifice, some of you mamas had to deal with disappointing moments. When you had raised your baby from young into a man or a woman, just to see that baby break your heart. Some of you mamas know what I'm talking about in here. When there was nights that you had to pray yourself to sleep, hoping that when the daylight rose, you still had a baby to look after. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you had to pray your babies out of the shootout. Lord, have mercy. Some of you had to pray your babies out of the addiction. Some of us had to pray our babies out of the alcoholism. So there's some mamas in the house that understand that even if I didn't have to pray for mine, but mine had to pray for me. And so today, we salute you, mama. Whether you be here or whether you be in heaven, we salute you. Not only did she have to sacrifice, not only did she have to deal with disappointments in the midst of the hail, you had to remember that they great. When it didn't look like your sacrifice was going to bring anything back, you still remember that was your gift from God and that they're great. Do you know how hard it has to be for a mother in the disappointing times to remember that the baby is still great? Do you know how it has to be for a mother? See, we don't understand this, fathers. We love our babies. Don't get it twisted. We love our children. But we don't understand how a mama feels about her baby. Do you understand what it has to feel like for a mama to see her baby at the cross. Some of you have been at the cross of your children's lives. And it almost destroyed you. She sacrificed. You have sacrificed of yourself. You have dealt with disappointing times. And you have yet still believed that your children would be great. And you were able to do this, mother, because you had some holy help. You had some help that had a strength that was greater than your own. Because had it not been for the Lord, there's no telling where you would be today. But on the strength that you knew that you could get on your knees and pray, and God would begin to shift that thing around. See, it's only a mother, Lord, have mercy, that in the worst of it will begin to acknowledge that there is nothing else that she can do and begin to put her babies back in the hands of who gave them to her in the first place. It's only a mother that can love like that, that can come out of their pride, that can come out of their self and say, you know what, I'd like to be able to take the credit for being a great mama, but this one's bigger than me, and since this is bigger than me, I love my baby so much that I'm going to put them back in the hands of the one who put them in my hands in the first place. Mama, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for being there. Lord, have mercy. I want to say thank you for being there. I want to say thank you for sacrificing yourself. I want to say thank you for dealing with all the disappointments that I caused. Mama, I want to say thank you. When nobody else showed up in the hardest times of my life, Mama, I could appreciate, I could count on you. When the storms of life begin to destroy my life, Mama, I thank you for being right there with me every step of the way. Mama, I thank you. You are appreciated. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.